أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رأيت الأربعين رأيت العطلات رأيت الخلوة رأيت العزلة رأيت الرجال رأيت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المجلس. We continue from the previous session where we mentioned about the two beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. These two beautiful names of Allah, Jalilani Kariman, Aziman, they are majestic, they are generous in their giving, and they are great in their power. When Allah described Ismul Jalala, Ismul Jalala is the name Allah. Al-Jalil huwa Allah Azza wa Jal. The majestic is Allah. These two names, Rahman and Rahim, are being dressed also from the majestic power of the name that encompass all names, Allah. And that's why the mercy, Rahman, the mercy, and Rahim, compassion, are endless in their givings. You cannot limit them. They are giving and giving and never stopping. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim. You see, Allah put them three behind each other. In the name of the Ismillah, in the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. So means whatever you can take, He gives. But if your container is full of with someone else, there is no place for the light that Allah will reveal to you, because you are filling it with malazat dunya, the desires of dunya. So there is no place to fill it with something else. And that's why awliyaullah, they understand that ata'ullah, Allah's giving, is endless. So they are always taking and emptying what they are getting to their followers to fill up back their containers. That's why a sheikh is in need of a student. Allah made both are in need of each other. Student is in need of the sheikh is in need of the student. If there was no student, what is the purpose of the sheikh? Nothing. So the sheikh's importance of the sheikh is because of the student is there. Allah gives the sheikh. Or else, for what to give? Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without his ummah, he is prophet on whom? So Allah made the ummah to be in need for prophet, and prophet in need for the ummah to give them. From these beautiful names, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. He takes, fill, give out, empty, get more. Awliya Allah the same. They are taking from the secret of prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why the sheikh always wants to be around his student. He doesn't like his student to be away from him, because he is in need for them to give them rahmatan lahum, mercy for them. He gives them, and he needs to empty his heart. And that's why I used to see Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless him, and Maulana Sheikh Nazim, but I used to see that more with Maulana Sheikh Abdullah, may Allah bless him, his soul. He when he opens suhbah, it goes 3 hours. And you get tired, you go, another people comes, he's still giving suhbah. Non-stop. Because he is emptying, he wants to empty. To get more, to get more, to get more. If the container is full, the cup is full, what to put to pour more? Nothing. Everything you get from it, the maximum, you get bored of it, fed up. Because you eat honey a lot, what happened at the end? It's not tasteful anymore. You eat candies too much, not tasteful anymore. You eat food too much, not tasteful anymore. Except ma'rifah. Is never... Whatever you eat, still you need more. And that's why awliya Allah, they eat, means it is revealed to them, they take it, digest it, give it. Then they take more, then they take more, then they take more. That's why we said that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah raised him to Maqam Kaaba Kausaini Aw Adna, to the level of two bows of an arrow and less. فَأَطْلَعَهُ عَلَى سِرِّ الْأَسْرَارِ وَمَكْنُونِ غَيْبِ الْأَنْوَارِ وَمِحْوَرِ دَائِرَةِ الْأَكْوَانِ الذَّاتِيَةِ He made him to see the secrets of secrets and the unseen light, the anwar al-ilahiyya, the lordly light. He made him to be entering into it, because it is the circle of all creation, and Prophet is the center of that circle. He is like the sun. Takes and gives. He takes from his Lord. He become like his sun. Well, what you say? Producing this ida'a, this source of light through that huge atomic reaction that's happening on the sun. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we said in the previous session, that Allah gave him the smallest details. You have the general, you have the head letters, headlines, but under the headlines there are the specifics, details. Allah gave the headlines and the details of every knowledge, and that's why he knows everything about everyone. So he is the source of light, and he reflected through the moon, because he's a reflector of that light. So no one can reach the sun, but you can reach, you can look at the moon, and you can put anything you like at the moon, you can keep looking and no problem. Look at the sun, you cannot. After a while, what happened? You see everything black. No one can look at Prophet and approach Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can approach the moon, the transformer. Transformer? The huge electricity comes 360 volts on these high beams, and it comes on those small transformers. It reduces the power in order that you can take the light inside the house. Awliyaullah are like the moon to the sun. The sun is Prophet. The moon is Awliyaullah reflecting that knowledge. So these two names, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, they are Shifa'un wa Baraka. They are cure and blessing. So anyone calls his Lord through these two names, he will be dressed with cure. Allah will cure him from any kind of sickness. That's why it is very good to say, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, every day 100 times or more, in order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clean you. It's a cleansing process. Because when you say, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman, Rahman al-Dunya, His favors, He's giving His favors for you. Ya Rahim, Rahim al-Akhirah, it's in Akhirah. So you are asking, Dunya, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Oh Allah, give us hasana in dunya, give us hasana in Akhirah. Give us from the secret of Rahman, Ismur Rahman in dunya, give us from the secret of the Ismur Rahim, compassion in Akhirah. Allah gives, clean you, and dress you with these characteristics. Oh Allah, through these, the secret of these two names, send us a king that we will fight in the way of you, in your way. Fight what? Fight yourself, fight your ego. Fight your arrogance, fight your pride. Fight you. They asked one time a wali, where is that wali? You are not wali Umar? Oh, wali Umar died. There is no more Umar. There is no more Munir. There is no finish. Died. Don't look for him. He's gone. Because he is there. He's not here anymore. He's not in dunya anymore. He is in his Lord's presence. He cannot see anything. He sees that divinely presence. So he's not aware of what's going around in dunya. These are awliya Allah. Oh Allah, send us a king.
Amen.
That king that shows us the way. Because that's what we explained before. They came to Bani Israel, the people of Israel came to their prophet asking a king to fight their tyranny, to fight the tyranny that was at that time. So their prophet said, "Oh, Allah is sending for you Talut, king." They didn't accept, and we explained that. And Allah said, Allah chosen him because he gave him bastatun fil ilmi wal jism. He gave him power in ilm, in knowledge. He made him above you in knowledge and in body. Allah made him aliman bi umuri dunyahum wa akhiratuhum. Allah made him to knowledgeable in the affair of their dunya and the affair of their akhirah. And that's why it is said, مَنْ لَا شَيْخَ لَهُ فَشَيْخُهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Who doesn't have a guide, his guide is shaitan. Because your guide knows your affair, what is important for you in dunya and what is important for you in akhirah, he will guide you. And that's why if you don't have a guide, you are lost. Allah made him alim, gave him that power, that secret. And that's why you have to say, Allah said in Holy Quran, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Oh Allah, zidni, increase me with for me my ilm, ilman. Not normal ilm, وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. The heavenly ilm. واتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله. Be pious and Allah teach you. So look, three verses here. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Oh Allah, increase my knowledge. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. We taught him from our heavenly knowledge. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Be pious and Allah will teach you. So means all this ilm comes from where? This, in these three verses. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. He's asking Allah to increase his knowledge. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. We taught him from our heavenly knowledge. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Be pious and Allah give you. Means all this ilm you are asking, that's coming from heavens. You are not asking ilm that comes from dunya. Allah said, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ. We are going to show them our signs in the horizon. Means look for that ilm, that heavenly ilm. That dunya ilm is going to stay here. That there is not, it's going to go with this dunya, but heavenly ilm is not going, never going to go, it's going to stay there. So all these three verses indicate that the real ilm is coming from heavens. Where is that ilm today? Who is teaching? Go to many mosques, there is no more teachings of this kind of ilm. It is hidden. علم الحقائق is hidden. The knowledge of truth or the realities is hidden. علم الأزواق, the knowledge of taste is hidden. There is only علم الأوراق now. The knowledge of papers. وهنا العلم يأتي من قبل السماء. So the real علم comes from heavens, through heavens. Oh Allah, give us from the knowledge that is hidden. That's what you need. The hidden knowledge. And you think Allah will not put on your tongue and on your heart that hidden knowledge? It's easy. The only condition is be pious. Sincere. And sincerity is not only by praying your prayers. Sincerity is not to react in any kind of a way that might look inappropriate to others. Means you must not hate, you must not envy, you must not get jealous, you must not backbite, you must not make fitna, you must not create confusions, you must not try to be arrogant, you must not love azama, greatness, you as if you are someone that knows everything, you are famous. So these characteristics, these bad characteristics, that it is inside, it's molded inside ourselves, you have to try to throw it away in order to receive that kind of knowledge, or then you are giving diamonds to people, to children, that they don't know its value. Allah will not give that diamond if you are not clean. And don't expect to say, oh Allah, clean me. Yeah, He will clean you when He will see you going on that way and non-stopping. You are patient and going and moving and moving and moving without stopping. But unfortunately, our desires jump in, and our desires will begin to push us in a direction that, in order to satisfy its needs, the needs of this of the self of the ego. Al-harbu khuda'a, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. War is strategy. Means is not only strategy, is khud'a, a trick. Means the ego, either it tricks you because you are in a continuous fight with the ego, with the self. You declare war against the ego by taking initiation with the sheikh. Finish. You are under now You declared war. You declare against your ego a war, and your ego declared against you a war. Everyone has to trick the other now. The ego might come to you and make everything that you are so pious, you are making zikr, you are making awrad, you are doing this and doing that, trick you to be feel happy, oh, and then you make something according to these desires that you are someone important, then it throw you down. It tricks you through faith, makes you to feel that you are okay. I know one sheikh, may Allah bless him. When he's doing zikr, sometimes you see him stop. Why he stopped? He said, because I begin to feel happiness coming when I am doing zikr. Means there is my ego is tricking me. Because I am feeling as if I am doing something proud of it. So I stop, because now is the trick of the ego. I change to something else. Some people are happy with what they have been given. They don't want more. That's wrong. And that's why in Naqshbandi Tariqah we explained many times that awliyaullah, they don't take the veils from your eyes. Like, look, this veil is very thick. I cannot see it. But if I open it like that, now I can see everyone. It's very thin. So, in the other tariqats, the awliya of the other tariqats, they take the veils, the thick veils, they begin from first level, take the thick veil from the eyes of their followers. So they begin to see it. So what happened? Their ego tricks them. Oh, you are seeing, so you are happy in that level. Don't go more. In Naqshbandi, they don't. They keep the thick veil on your eyes. What they do, they take from the back. Because there is 70,000 veils between you and Prophet ﷺ. All these veils has to be removed. And they remove them through zikrullah, awrad, and seclusion. So in Naqshbandi, they begin to take the thin veils that they begin from the Prophet toward you. And still on your eyes, the thick veil, you cannot see. So they make you to not to be tricked by the ego. So you try, continue to do more in order to take the thick veil. But as soon as that time, real time come, and the level that you reach is okay, they take the thick veil, you find yourself in the presence of Prophet. All these veils are gone. In other tariqats, no. They take the thick veil first from you to Prophet. They begin from yourself. And then they end up, some followers, they end up seeing things. They are happy. They don't want more. They think they have reached highest level. So also, in Naqshbandi tariqats, people imagine that they have reached a level that they can see. And this is shaitan is trying to come to them, trick them, make them to feel that, oh, there is something I am seeing. Then they stay in their places, they are not improving. You want to improve? Don't ask for iwad. لا تكون طالبا للعوض. Don't ask for a
return.
Don't ask, I do this, you give me this. There is no trade with Allah. You cannot trade. With Allah, you ask His mercy. It's not, I do this, you give me this. There are many people, they say, okay, I pray 2 rak'ats, I will get 10 hasan. Allah will give, don't ask Him, give me 10, He will give you millions. So when you ask ilm, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. I explained them another time. What finish you mean? Already. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِ عِلْمًا. What's that mean? Oh Allah, increase my knowledge. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. We taught him from our heavenly knowledge. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Be sincere and Allah will teach you. You reach the level of what? وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above every knower there is a knower. You begin to ascend in these levels. So Allah gave Talut, we go back. Allah gave Talut bastatan fil jismi wal ilm. Allah gave him an increase in body and an increase in what? Knowledge. But still his people were complaining. They want to see a sign. They were asking, Ya Rabbi, show us a sign. When their prophet said to them, Talut is going to be king, they were saying, oh, how he is going to be king? He is from, we are more wealthy than him. We have a lot more than him. How are you giving to him? He said, Allah chose him. Okay, what is the sign? Still they are quarreling with their prophet. You see how the ego quarrel with the heavenly, divinely light that it is in the heart. Always try to, this is the interpretation, always try to throw that away. So argue with you. The ego always argue. And that's why we are always in that feeling, in that struggle. We don't know what is correct, what is not correct. Why you gave him? We are better. I'm better than, I have a mind. The ego has the mind, the heart, the spirit has this, has the heart. Heart is nothing. It's a struggle between the soul and the body, between the mind and the heart. So Allah, what he said, okay, I give you a sign. أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ التَّابُوتُ فِيهِ سَكِينَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. He is going to come with the coffin of Sayyidina Musa, and in it there will be Sakina min Rabbikum. And there will be a Sakina. Sakina is peacefulness. It will be coming to you. And further, their prophet said to them, a sign of his authority, so he's giving them a sign, is that there shall come to you the Ark of the Covenant, with an assurance therein of security. Sakina is not security, but it's peacefulness, huh?
Tranquility.
From your Lord. Means when that tranquility comes, peacefulness comes. And the relics left by the family of Moses and the family of Aaron, carried by angels, in this is a symbol for you if ye indeed have faith. So what he gave them that tranquility. That's most important. That, what was that tranquility that was given to them? Why Allah has to mention tranquility? Sakina or security. That peacefulness, that it is said that that tranquility is of three things. The tranquility, sakina, to make them peaceful, that the coffin fihi sakina, that as soon as they see the coffin, that coffin is wrapped inside it with that tranquility. Means that coffin going to, as soon as the eyes goes on it, tranquility comes to the heart. Means as soon as you are approaching in your progression, ascension, progress through the guidance of your Sheikh and through what he is giving you of awrad or rabita or muraqaba, you are as you are right, as soon as you approach, that vision will clear and give you a tranquility because you are approaching the divinely presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So for them, Allah gave them a physical tranquility. They saw the coffin. So they feel, oh, we saw the coffin. But there are more inside the coffin. So from first seeing to the coffin, tranquility came to them. So from first seeing of the attraction of the Sheikh, that's why the Sheikh is a spotlight. Mm-hmm. Attracts the followers. As soon as your eyes goes on his eyes or his face, you'll be attracted. And you say, I found him. And then you take bay'ah, initiation, that is tranquility, peacefulness. So that sakina, that tranquility is what? Hiya rihul ilmi. It is the breeze of knowledge. When tranquility comes, it is, you begin to breathe the breeze of knowledge. And that's why awliya Allah, when tranquility comes to them, that's why we say an-nafs mutma'inna, the peaceful, the tranquil ego, the peaceful self. When peacefulness comes, means taqwa comes. When taqwa comes, wa taqullah wa yu'allimukum Allah. Be sincere and Allah will teach you. So rihul ilm, the breeze, the fresh breathe, the what you call it, the nice breeze in the morning that comes and you smell it with the nada ala shajar,
dew,
with the dew on the leaves of the trees, comes with that wind. How the smell comes a very nice smell. When you smell it, you feel refreshed. You feel fresh another time. So when that rih al-subah, the breath of the youth of rih al-subah, the breath of youth, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a heavenly power, when it goes out and come and you smell it, it rejuvenates back your complete system. And that's why you see awliya Allah always physically strong, knowledgeable in everything, not only in umur al-akhirah. They are knowledgeable in umur al-akhirah, they are knowledgeable in umur al-dunya, in the matters of dunya and matters of akhirah. They know everything that Allah gave them. So that breeze, fresh breeze, that's mixed with the dew that are on the leaves. And this dew comes from where? How they come? It's from this atmosphere, precipitation, that accumulate and become a drop, and drop on the leaves. Means when you open your heart, this dew of Ismur Rahman and Ismur Rahim, they will begin to drip on your heart. And when they drip on your heart, it gives you rihun sakinatun tayyiba, a peaceful, beautiful, tasty breeze that open for you all kind of inside knowledge. Like someone, when he brush his teeth, he put was toothpaste. So people, when they smell nice breath. So as soon as that pious person open his mouth,
when these drips coming from Ismur Rahman and Ismur Rahim, from these two beautiful names on his mouth or his heart, when he opens his mouth, that breeze of that dew comes out. And that's why the sheikhs will attract his followers by his speech.
وهي ريح العلم ريح ساكنة طيبة تخرج من فم العالم بالله.
It is the knowledge of the breath of knowledge, the breath that it is peaceful, tasteful, coming out from the mouth of this عالم بالله, the Gnostic, the one who is knowledgeable through Allah's knowledge that gave to him.
تخلع قلب العدو بصوتها رعبا.
It makes the enemy, it makes the enemy to run away from its thunder, from the sound of its thunder. Because when it comes out of the mouth of the alim to his students, shaitan can hear it as thunder, as if shooting on him. He will run away from you. So that's why in the presence of the sheikh, there will be shaitan cannot approach. Shaitan run away.
أي تجعل الصوت الشيطان وإبليس يخافون من هذا الصوت.
Makes shaitan and iblis to be afraid of that sound. صوت العالم بالله. The sound of the knower. And makes them to run away. Why? Because لأن لسانه وقلبه مشغولان بذكر الله. Because his heart and his tongue are busy in Allah's remembrance. So, when Allah's remembrance is, the heart of the believer is busy with them, and his tongue, when he opens his mouth becomes like this fresh breeze of these beautiful names, and makes everyone enemy to Allah run away, and even the ego will run away.
Here it shows us that the secret of everything to be a knower is in as-sakina.
As-sakina, as we described it, sakina is the security they mentioned here, but it is the tranquility. Means when you become tranquil, when you surrender, when you become nafsum mutma'inna, there is the secret. It opens. Allah will open. What you need to know. We will continue, inshallah, the second level. We said there are three. The second, next session, and then the third, inshallah, we'll continue on the second. Inshallah.
Allah, tawfiq bi hurmati al-Fatiha.